How everybody doing? Hope everybody enjoy their weekend. I've dove into the safety of truck drivers in the past. It's something that, you know, that I'm very, very passionate about. And we all should be. When I spoke about the young lady being shot in Memphis and everything. And I came across a story regarding another driver that was shot in Indiana, going southbound in Indiana, was I believe on I-65. And the thing about it is, like, now I know this individual was traveling, you know, like on I-65. However, my thing is, like, when you are going to, like, for example, high crime areas as a truck driver, and these companies, they aware of those areas being high crime areas, and they want you to be safe and everything. Safety is obviously what, you know, we all talk about on a regular basis. Should it be two drivers? Now, how possible that is, considering you have a lack of drivers in this industry now, but should those situations be considered for two individuals to be, you know, in the truck, aside from, you know, it being a trainer and a trainee? Just the idea of a driver, you know, is just dispatched to a situation where the situation is, you know, potentially a very high crime, you know, area, and you have trucks that perhaps that are like, you know, trucks sometimes they get, you know, hijacked. People want, you know, trailers or whatever is potentially in the back or in the rear of your trailer if you're carrying a high value load or something like that. Should it be two drivers or two individuals, two persons, you know, taking that load just because of the nature of, you know, the situation? Now, I understand that you can have a driver, you know, or have a passenger with you. You know, in most cases, you know, you can have a passenger with you, someone, you know, of your choice, whatever. You pay the insurance difference or whatever, and then, you know, you can have a ride-along family member, whoever they may be, you know, better half or whatnot. But in a lot of cases, if you don't have that, you know, I just so like to know when a company is sending a driver into a situation that he has, you know, very, you know, little knowledge of. However, the company, you know, they know the history of possible, you know, situations, you know, just, you know, of past situation and past experience of delivering in them areas and stuff. Should it be considered? You know, I definitely like to know what your thoughts on, because, you know, when we look at these situations with drivers coming up missing, you know, drivers being shot, and you know, it's definitely something to consider, because, you know, I just feel like, you know, if it's definitely a high crime area somewhere, you know what I mean, I just feel like, you know, the ultimate goal is to make it out of there. The ultimate goal is to make it, you know, home to your family and things. And with these situations becoming more and more common, you know, it's just like, you know, at some point you may, you know, you may want to think about perhaps having, you know, and I know that may be a little bit harder to do in a lot of situations because you're dispatched from one place to another. So, you know, and you could have been traveling, you know, solo for the most part, and then all of a sudden you're dispatched to, you know, a particular area. There may be, you know, a high crime area. And I just want to know, like, what are y'all thoughts on that? What are y'all opinions on that? You know, should a driver perhaps be alerted of the potential danger? If nothing else, should they be aware of where they're going to, or the situation that they may be encountering? Because I think a lot of drivers, they kind of go into situations, you know, blindly. You know, they're just looking, hey, to go and drop a load, pick a load up or whatever, and be out of there. You know, a lot of those things are not even thought of, although you have to kind of look at safety as a whole when you're out there. You know, is there any other way, any other measures, you know, that can be taken as far as a driver being safe out there on the road? Now, this driver that was actually shot, you know, in Indiana, you know, his injuries was life-threatening, you know. And it's just like, you know, and I don't know what the situation, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of details surrounding this situation. I do know, you know, that, you know, he was just traveling southbound. And how is it that a driver that is traveling southbound is shot? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't state whether he was pulled over at the time. They just stated he was headed southbound. But whatever the case may be, you know, like, was somebody shooting while, you know, he was actually going down the road? Because, again, you get a lot of deceptive, you know, people, you know, proclaiming to need help, assistance. And again, like I stated before, you should never, you know, pull over for anybody, because at that moment, you know, those potential people could be looking to do you harm and take whatever it is you have, and, you know, and obviously, you know, get, you know, whatever, you know, high dollar loads or whatever, get access to your load. And again, you know, hey, safety is more important than anything while you out there. So no load is worth, you know, if you can, you know, exclude yourself from the situation, you know, any way, any means possible, by all means, walking away with your life is more valuable and more important than anything that I must say. But again, this just goes, you know, I really would like to figure out what other alternatives are there as far as keeping drivers safe. And again, I know one, and that, you know, and I'm totally against, I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. I feel like, you know, hey, if you're out there, you're in a situation, you know, and it comes down to you or somebody else who's potentially trying to do harm to you, I would think that you walking away from the situation is a lot better, and let the company deal with what they have to deal with on the back end. If you got to lose a job or whatever the case may be, but hey, you're not out there attempting to do harm. You're out there attempting to do a job, and these situations, they exist. Just, you know, they aware of it. These situations, they exist all over. They exist a lot more than we like to acknowledged more than companies like to acknowledge, but it's going on a lot more often where truck drivers are targets. They are being targeted. This was something that was not very much heard of very much in the past, although I'm sure it may have occurred. But drivers getting shot now. Drivers out here getting shot, out here just trying to make deliveries. You know what I mean? You know, that's a bit beyond me, man. It's like, you know, you can't even, you're daring just as much. And then they know a lot of times that these drivers are vulnerable. A lot of these drivers are not really, you know, some of them are not carrying protection. They're not looking to be on guard because they feel like, hey, I'm just a driver and all I'm doing is making deliveries. This stuff in the truck don't, you know, that, you know, they don't belong to them. But, you know, giving them access to whatever it is they need is a lot more better than you not making it home to your family. And again, I want to talk about that because it just was something that was just on my mind as I'm seeing this more and more and more that truck drivers are being targeted out there on the road. So be safe while you out there. Again, as stories like this come about, you know, I will continue to talk about these type of stories because I feel like I think it's awareness. People need to know what they dealing with, you know, because a lot of times, you know, everybody just look at it like it's just, hey, you know, you're just a truck driver and you're just out there making deliveries. You're not out there, nobody expecting to really target you in any kind of way. But I think now, you know, truck drivers are looked at like, you know, a commodity out there and not in the sense that they are delivering to make sure everybody have the things that they need and as far as, you know, and pushing the economy, but they're looked at as someone who potentially may have something of value that they want, whether it's on their person or whether it is in the back of that trailer. And, you know, they be vigilant when you're making deliveries. And I know that a lot of companies, they tell you, you know, with high dollar loads, they don't even like for you to stop until you've gotten so far out, you know, before you actually even make any stops. They don't want you making any stops anytime close within the city limits. You have to travel a certain amount of miles to assure that you're not being followed, you know, to even get, you know, as far as getting that delivery, as far as getting that load delivered, you know what I mean? As a part of a safety measure that, you know, which is wise because you could get people who work for that company who know what they're delivering and stuff and who don't work there anymore and, you know, who may know somebody and they just have a bad, you know, have malicious intent, you know, and they know all the ins and outs of everything. And they, you know, and they just have may have malicious intent. So, you know, that's the reason why I say, you know, I want, you know, everybody to be vigilant out there and just use your common sense as far as being safe. But yeah, definitely, if you can, you know, I like to be informed and know. You know, particularly if you're going into a high risk area, you know, that's something I would like to know. I'm not sure whether companies always are informing these drivers of these situations. And again, even if not, I don't know if this was a situation where a driver was just like out there on the road and come across somebody who feel like, hey, you know, it's just been me and this truck here, right here, traveling for so long, you know, for out here alone for a minute. This may be a potential opportunity or something like that. And, you know, again, then you have road rage too. You have guys who tend to flick a driver off, another driver around them or something like that, you know, and I would advise drivers to stay away from kind of interacting in any type of, controversial type of behavior where another individual in another vehicle could potentially be, you know, dangerous to you and want to harm you. And they'll follow you. They'll even follow you just to because, you know, you may have done something. People will go to certain measures to do things that would surprise you. It may be a matter of you flicking them off or something like that, and they're having a bad day. And, you know, and for you know it, you know, that vehicle has followed you several miles till you actually come to a stop and decide that, you know, hey, now express your thoughts, now express your opinions. Or they may not even give you the opportunity to do that. They may want to take action against you at that moment. So I would advise everybody out there just to be visual and understand what you're getting yourself into and what your companies do, you know, to try to keep drivers safe out there on the road. I take this very serious, as particularly as these stories constantly keep on coming across. Thanks again. This is A1. I appreciate you guys. Be safe. Love y'all. Diversity all the way. Peace out.